This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Track with the information, the conversation about things that are going on in depth in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, who's here to monitor, among other things, the social media portion of the input here, east, west, north, and south. I feel like the Art Bell. East of the Rockies, the number is, well, everywhere, our number is 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The world of medicine, how people, I've often wondered, Kenny, whether if you were infected with Ebola, would you be helped by smoking marijuana? A lot of people say when they have bad cancers and things that the thing that lessens the pain and the problem to a point is smoking marijuana. And now you look at the numbers now. The World Health Organization says that the Ebola death toll has reached 1,900 now. A third USAID worker has been infected. His name is Dr. Rick Sacra. He's an obstetrician. He contracted the disease at the same hospital in Liberia where the other two Americans were sick, got sick as well. The outbreak is worse than official figures show and spiraling out of control, according to some U.S. officials. One person said some countries inadvertently make it harder to corral the disease. Dr. Tom Frieden offered his commentary a day after Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, president of Liberia, voiced dissatisfaction with the world's response to helping out so far. In a way, we feel saddened by the response, says the president. 3,000 people infected by Ebola, and again, the number is, 1,900, the World Health Organization said 1,900 have died. Making it worse, the doctor said how often other countries have turned their backs on those who are coming into their countries where the outbreak is strongest. They don't even realize it. Again, you're dealing with people who do not understand. They don't want to evidently understand. They don't want to break their tradition. So measures to fight this are not hopeless, but they certainly aren't feeling that this is a way to curb, because they're ignorant about it. And so what do you do in this circumstance? Do you force these people? Do you restrict them? Do you close their borders so that other countries will not face the same problem? Closing the borders and restricting flights is making it hard to get help in and out, though, makes sense. What we're seeing is a hugely increasing number of cases, and they are harder to manage. The more we get in there and sort of push back or push down, the fewer cases there will be. But the countries are not letting people in or out. I can see not letting them out, but I don't see it being difficult. Kenny, can you understand why would they want not to have you come in? Doctors Without Borders criticizing the global coalition of inaction. They want to insulate the countries, but they don't want to help. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Well, I think that they're frightened of how out of control it is, and they don't want more people coming in at the risk of infecting more people.
But the infections don't come from outside, they come from inside.
Right, but people who aren't infected who come in could get infected.
Yeah. Well, what do we do? What do you have for comments, if any, on our Facebook page or Twitter page? Social media seemingly afraid of this in a manner of speaking. What do you see? Anything?
Dan says, do yourself a favor. Don't read articles about the Ebola outbreak.
Because?
That's all.
There is no because. Don't read it because it'll scare you. Don't read it because they're wrong. Don't read it because... Well, I wonder what that means.
Well, I think it probably means what this follow-up does by Bob, who says, the news media has lied to us so many times, that's why in a case like this, when they might be telling the truth, it still looks suspicious.
I believe it's called calling a wolf, yelling wolf, or perhaps fire, often, where there isn't one. Okay. So, the situation medically, and I wasn't being facetious when I asked whether or not this would be a place for marijuana, the Ebola outbreak, and whether or not Ebola would lessen. This works pretty fast. Let's talk a little bit more about marijuana and how things are changing in this country for people who want to get at it, whether it's medicinal or whether it's recreational. Greg James is with us, and we'll be speaking about his new magazine in a moment right here on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is good, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Buick certified service technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick certified service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got like 110% Christmas guarantee on all the things I buy the most. So cool. I got a muffler that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got 110% price match guarantee on all the things she buys the most. She must tell her friends on social media.
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item. Show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. And by 7, see store or staples.com for details.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, you the man. It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Richie and Ken and I have with us Greg James. His website is marijuanaventure.com. That's the name of his magazine. It's devoted to the expanding business of selling marijuana legally. How did you happen to pursue this, Greg? What's your story?
Well, my background is in consumer software publishing, and I guess about a year ago I was looking for something else to do because that business has slowed down with digital downloading. Mm-hmm. And I also knew a guy who was an editor of a small paper back in Eastern Washington who was quitting his job there and just sort of suggested, you know, I had this idea to do a newsletter. Asked him if he wanted to do it with me, and the rest is history. We started out with 8 pages in March, and I think October's going to be about 100 pages.
And what's the content, basically? What are you, you're selling to the trade, if you will, and there's a big, there are now 120 recreational pot dispensaries just in Colorado alone, never mind what would happen. There are 500 medical storefronts there, but Washington State going down the same road. In Massachusetts, where I live, there are going to be 20 medical dispensaries. So whether it's medical or recreational, you're covering that ground. Is that right?
Yeah, what we're doing, what Marijuana Venture is basically pure business. It's not a stoner magazine at all. There's no culture stuff in it.
Of course, but the people who would be silly about it would say, oh, yeah, man, it's all about getting stoned.
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked marijuana?
Oh, yeah. I did it in college. I did it back in the 80s. You know, I just kind of quit in the late 80s.
Where do you live, Greg? Do you live in Oregon or Colorado?
No. I live in Washington. Washington's the other state that's legal. So
Washington,
and Washington are the two. And I live in a place called Mercer Island.
Neat place.
I'm neighbors with Paul Allen.
Those islands are just magnificent off the coast of Washington.
So what kind of new business is popping up? Because, I mean, this is a big business now.
Well, you know, lawyers are having a field day. I mean, they've got a ton of work.
How so?
Well, you know, with all the new regulations and stuff, I mean, it's very tightly regulated. It's not the kind of deal where you can just open up a shop. It's very similar out here to opening a bar. You have to pass background checks and all kinds of stuff like that. So the lawyers have a lot of work. Accountants. We've got farm supply companies. We've got insurance companies.
Farm supply companies. You mean selling to help the growth of marijuana be no weeds and all that kind of stuff? See if we can't find Roundup for marijuana. Yeah, all right, I got it. Yep. Okay.
Well, you know, nutrients, logistics, light companies, packaging companies. You know, because, I mean, one of the deals, obviously, is it's not going to be sold in a plastic bag on the street corner anymore. So they need to have legitimate packaging.
At least not in those states.
Yeah.
You could have a separate, you could have a column on how to be careful selling in states where it's not legal.
Oh, yeah.
Has there been a study on how much revenue it's adding to Washington?
I think the numbers I've heard are that Washington will be similar to Colorado, and they're both kind of predicting about $1 billion a year in legal marijuana sales when it's, you know, kind of going full speed. But you have to remember, out here, it's been kind of slow. It's taken a while to get everybody up to speed.
We only have about a minute left here. Who are going to be the advertisers in this magazine, Marijuana Ventures?
Well, we've got packaging companies, soil companies, law firms, like I mentioned, accounting, accountants, property owners, staffing companies. There are folks who make refining products to refine pot into hash oil. I've got greenhouse companies advertising. And I'm going paging through the magazine now. I think I mentioned light companies, the folks who sell the grow lights.
Yes.
You know, a lot. I mean, but it's not
smart.
If you look at Marijuana Venture, the magazine, it's not like High Times where it's bongs and vape pipes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's an entrepreneurial adventure, and it's smart. Whether you agree with using marijuana or not, this guy's a smart businessman. Greg James, thank you for being here telling us the story of Marijuana Ventures.
Everybody. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Great country performers. I don't want to say past and present, but he's been around for a while. And probably in most people's mind, when it comes to an iconic image of the country world, Garth Brooks has it. He has ended his 13-year hiatus with a comeback single called People Loving People. So if you're a yee-haw person, yee-haw, country radio debuting this single. Did we find that? That's out.
Not out yet.
It's not out, yet. Out today.
It comes out later.
Supposed
today.
To be, but he's doing this himself.
He's releasing website. It on his own without any help from a music publishing company or
really.
Good for him. So he keeps all the dough himself.
Huh. Yeah.
All right, so he's going to start a world tour to support this tomorrow. This guy's very smart. Other than being really rich, he's a pleasant fellow, apparently, from all accounts. I've never met him, never talked to him on the air. I don't think we've ever had him on. Have we, Richie?
I don't remember. We've never had him on.
First name, Troyle, as in royal with a T in front, yeah. Garth Brooks. Troyle Garth Brooks.
Uh-huh. But he looks the part, and I sense that there's a
he's a decent guy.
Basic
he's
bottom line guy. Yeah. Yeah, right. Very giving. So anyway, the world tour begins, I think it's tomorrow, in Chicago, going to all the major cities in America and around the world to promote. He's going to make a ton, a boatload. That's the way to do it. Tell everybody you're going to do it. You're a popular, iconic figure. Did I use that word twice to describe him? We didn't use it earlier on. But he is an icon. He's a country music icon, for sure. So good luck to him.
Well, forget country music, icon. I mean, only the Beatles and Elvis best him in certain categories.
Volume. Yep, number of hits, et cetera, et cetera. You're right.
Albums have 68,630,000 albums.
Make a buck a piece on those, you're in pretty good shape.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Let's go a little bit further. Let's dig a little deeper into this for a minute. Thinking about the inspiration, we have often decried the fact that our public school system is eliminating music programs because when the towns, cities, states help to supply equipment and money for these programs, they were fine. The feds come along and say, okay, we're going to do this now. We'll help you out. So for 14, 15, 16 years, they provide money for the school systems to run the music program because it's good. And then the state stopped funding it, town stopped funding it. So now the feds pull out of it, no more music education. That's how it works. That's how insidious the federal government is in sticking their hands into everything that you do. There's an interesting, very compelling, in fact, study that's out today about how playing a musical instrument. Richie, you have gotten this, and your children have gotten it. How many of you at home are encouraging your children to learn how to play a musical instrument?
Music changed my life.
All right, well, this will, and that's a great thing to underscore here.
Yeah.
Because according to this study, playing an instrument makes your children a better student. So if you encourage your children, if you want them to be better students, then encourage them to play a musical instrument. I'd much rather, although it's well-rounded, we would like to have our children all well-rounded. It's well-rounded the goal that we have our children to be athletic, strong of body, strong of mind, good student, be able to play instruments. Not many people can do all of them. If I had a child coming along and they showed some athletic endeavor or interest, then I'd encourage them to do a few things. But if, in fact, they had any musical ability at all, I would certainly send them for musical training.
We have a set of drums in our basement. We have a piano. We have four guitars.
Yeah, perfect.
And Sean just started trombone lessons. And I'm buying Juliana a ukulele, a little teeny
brain.
Guitar.
It attunes the brain in ways linked directly to improving skills in reading and speech, that sort of thing. So pay attention to that. Encourage your children to be playing instruments. 28 after on Good Day. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that if you use BuzzBox Coffee in your Keurig machine instead of those stale prepackaged K-cups, that you'd be saving $699 a year? You heard me right. BuzzBox Coffee will save you $699 a year. Now I know that the reusable filters that come with the Keurig is not a great thing, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-cups that sit on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get the truly best of the best when it comes to coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. And this coffee helps my Eastleigh farm survive. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee. You can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and save yourself a nice chunk of change. $699 a year based on the average price of 80 cents per K-cup versus 25 cents per cup of BuzzBox coffee. When you drink 2 pounds of coffee per month, how will you spend your savings? Folks, unite with the gang and me in enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee, and together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange buzz box.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit up, did my makeup, played to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning win.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Time is 33 after the hour in depth in this hour. I just saw, Kenny, that tilapia and carp eat the poo of striped bass. So I think I had some tilapia in my freezer. It'll be bye-bye time for the tilapia.
That's the message.
The message there is, what is it, no farm-bought, farm-grown fishies. You're going to eat fish. Health and well-being items are usually on the top of people's interest quotient when it comes to things that folks want to hear discussed. They want to know what's going on in the world, the news, but in terms of a program like this, the Good Day program is one of those sort of old-time, it may be the last, I know it's the last in terms of what's on nationally, and there are some cities that have full-service shows on in the morning. Dallas is one of them. I can think of Hal J, that ilk, the old style, everything becomes fodder for conversation. And included in the conversation are tips, help, advice, if you will. So we work our way through that, through many of the hours of the Good Day program on the air every day, Monday through Friday from 4 in the morning East Coast time to 10 o'clock. So if you are wanting to tell people about what goes on here, you like some of the things that we do try to do every, I use do what, four times that sentence? We have to do things differently just to keep our own interest quotient on the up and up. 888-302-3684. I say that because it isn't often that I will spend as much time on one thing, but it seems there is a groundswell of information today about the Ebola situation. It's been building, you know that. And so we have a number of things. The is going back through the year to this point, the things that I think we've done too much of, the Malaysia airline thing was one of those. Is it that we're spending too much time focused on ISIS? Could it be? Have we spent too much time focused on Ebola? Well, I'm not sure about that yet, because I'm not sure that we're sure what really is going on. You may have heard, if you're in the last hour, and if you didn't hear it, maybe you want to go back and listen to hour number two of the podcast at DougStephan.com for today. Kenny, you were going through some of the comments from some of our listeners about the Ebola outbreak, and the last one that I heard you do focused on the news media, and how do you know this is real? Because the news media, kind of like politicians, maybe they become one and the same almost, blurred. The line is blurred between those in the news and those who are politicians, with them saying one thing and really the facts being something else. So I understood what that listener was saying. It's sort of like crying wolf. But are there other comments that are worth airing about the Ebola situation, which the United Nations says needs $600 million in supplies now to fight this outbreak? Death toll, 1,900, and Guinea warns that it has penetrated into that country, which has not been, anyway, so you got a quick comment, Kenny?
Sure. Kevin says, if the U.S. government was actually worried about Ebola, do you think they would tell anyone about it?
Uh-huh. Well, we know there have been a lot of secrets have been kept. Area 53 or 54, whatever it is. Is it 53 or 54?
51.
That too. All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell wants to talk with us more about Ebola and also the CVS decision not to sell tobacco products. Up next here on Doug Stephan's Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams has about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat?
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA?
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at MemberSeptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Stephan with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Plate, and Bounty Paper Towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Varying things this morning, news-wise, medically speaking, there are several things that I want Jack to be involved in. First, the discussion that wraps itself around CVS's announcement that it's going to stop selling cigarettes because they say they don't want to present that image anymore. They are a health store. As a matter of fact, they're rebranding themselves, Jack, as CVS Health. Now, that's their new corporate name starting the 1st of September. And in league with that, they've stopped selling cigarettes. This is a strategic plan, they say, as they are looking to move out ahead of Walmart and Rite Aid and some of the other stores like that that are nothing more than drug convenience stores. So they don't like that. They've made deals with the government to provide various services, and I think that's their blood pressure test that they do, flu vaccines, all that kind of stuff. Now, I know you don't like the reality of what they do, and I don't much care either for the sorts of things, but they're allowing people to make the decision, et cetera, et cetera. But with CVS doing it, they have 7,700 stores in America. Walgreens has about 6,400. Rite Aid has about 1,400. But there's Walmart that has a pharmacy. There's Ralph's. I mean, pretty much all the major food stores have pharmacies connected to them, too. So is this a move that will find traction? Is this something that's intelligent? I mean, this doesn't speak to the kind of medicine that you and I appreciate, because we don't, I mean, you need CVS once in a while for a prescription, but sure. I don't need to go there for anything.
There's other things the local drugstore will have other than pharmaceuticals that are, you know, the sanitation stuff and baby stuff, yeah. And the kinds
hydrogen
of things
peroxide,
that,
things like that.
That you don't want to go into a big grocery store, you just stop at the local pharmacy or drugstore and pick that stuff up. The media got us to call them drugstores. They used to be called something else. Mm-hmm. We think of them as drug this, drug for that. Again, I have two things that I always try to break down some news item into two categories. Number one, does it make sense? And number two, follow the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette sales in this country are off.
Way up.
Teenagers, it's up. But yeah. The older you get, when you get past 25, there's less and less cigarette sales in this country. Mm-hmm. So my first cynical thought here is that this is an economic move that is painted as a health move in order for people to start looking at CVS a little bit more closely than somebody else. Because why? They may be a combination of a drugstore and a health food store, which is the image that they're trying to portray at this point in time.
Well, not when if you look up and down. If you go in there and see all the Coca-Cola, that's for sale, all the sugarized cereal and all that stuff. Yeah,
exactly what I'm coming to, because the local Walgreens next to my house, I would say roughly 20-25% of that store is processed carbohydrate products, snack foods, and sugar drinks.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the far end of it, you have to go buy all that stuff till you get to the very back of the store where the pharmacy is.
Let's talk about a couple of things. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, interesting, you may have been listening to me when I talked about milk and why milk is placed where it is in the store. The milk is a lost leader. Well, yes. You go into most stores, even if they're the good stores, they sell milk at less than what it costs them to buy it and less than what it costs the farmer to produce it, because when people go to the store, they want milk, the basic eggs, you know, that kind of stuff, dairy products. That's always been the driving force. That's how all these stores got started. They were dairy stores.
Yeah.
And they branched
eggs,
off.
Eggs, milk, and cheese.
Right. That's it. Remember the old Kennedy chain? Kennedy's butter and eggs. They were all around. Anyway, the point is that as you go down the aisles, you fill up your basket with all kinds of bad stuff. When you go into CVS, they do have Coca-Cola. They do have things that are bad for you, and it's almost an insidious sort of a thing. They may not stop selling those because they are bad for you, and it's good for business if they sell you drugs to fix the things that you break by eating bad food.
They're not going to stop selling something that makes a bottom-line profit.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes got a bad name. Cigarettes also have a drop in sales.
The PR move here is a brilliant PR move. That's what you say about what they've done. Okay, let's keep moving. The story of Brett
and Nagma King,
yes,
who are holding a news conference today in Spain. Yesterday, the Brits dropped charges against them. Their crime? Seeking medical treatment for their son without a doctor's consent. 5-year-old boy has some sort of really bad brain tumor. The Kings are now in Spain because they are going to get this treatment there they couldn't get in England, and they are suing the British authorities and government for criminal slander, false imprisonment, and the kinds of things that are about as ignorant as you could possibly imagine in this day and age. We talk about the Middle East and these thugs that are over there killing people. This sort of thing isn't much better, frankly, and if I were a Brit, I'd be ashamed of what they've done. We've done the same kind of stuff in America, and I'm ashamed of us for doing that. If somebody wants to get treatment, it's none of your business. Let them go take care of the child in the best way possible.
Yes. The British government wants to extradite them back to England to prosecute them. So they run off to Spain because they have this new proton beam radiation therapy that England doesn't have. It's the same thing here between the United States and Mexico.
Yep.
The Mexico is loaded with people who have, with therapists, doctors, well-trained MD-oriented doctors who have great therapies and cures for cancer.
Mm.
And I have some patients here that I said, listen, I know what your problem is. You're not going to get it taken care of in this state. You're going to have to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
And the Gerson therapy just thrives in Mexico. It's the same thing, except we haven't started threatening our American citizens with going down there and getting treatment, getting cured, coming back home and then throwing them in jail. We haven't gone that far yet. But the medical system in England is just as corrupt and rotten as it is here. It's all business. It's all money.
Let's spend a minute talking again about the facts versus the fiction when it comes to Ebola and these outbreaks. There is a virological analysis that's out today that shows no link between the Ebola outbreaks in West Africa and the outbreaks in the Congo. That is, the World Health Organization says there haven't been people that they could find that have traveled from the Congo to other places in West Africa. So what does that mean? How does, it's not likely to break out in America, but is this something that a strong immune system can ward off, or is it just too
powerful? Well, you're better off, obviously, with a much stronger immune system. I've got a free handout. People want it, I'd give it to them by email on how to build the immune system. You just, office@jackstockwell.com. Just ask for it. I'll send it to you for free on how to build the immune system. But you've got hundreds of millions of people in Africa. And we're watching every single one of them. We know for absolute certain that an Ebola infected person with whether they call EBD, I think they're calling it now, who in Western Africa made it to the Congo without being detected by somebody somewhere saying these things. Also, the WHO just announced, along with a physicist from, I think it's Northeastern University there in Boston, who just released numbers about 2 or 3 days ago saying at the current rate of growth, there will be 100,000 cases by December. At the same time, they're trying to tell us, well, don't worry about what's going on in the Congo. The Sudan government authorities just announced, I think it was this weekend, it is now illegal in East Darfur or West Darfur to say anything on TV or radio about Ebola, even though there's Ebola cases now in the Sudan. It is illegal to make public statements about Ebola in Darfur. So the problem continues to expand, and the cover-up continues to expand, because this stuff can be very terrifying once the real dynamic behind this is finally dawning on people's minds, that this could end up being a worldwide catastrophe, not just Western
Africa. At what point do they put a travel ban on Africa, any outgoing?
Well,
at what
point
does the United States government tell U.S. companies that fly in and out of Africa, shut them down?
I talked to a flight attendant, a 30-year veteran flight attendant the other day with Delta, and I said, what is Delta telling you people about your international flights, domestic flights, whatever, regarding Ebola? And she kind of looked at me puzzled and said, nothing. So they haven't told you anything?
Right.
And she says, no, not a word.
It's coming.
Not a word.
It's coming.
Well, it's coming.
Listen,
because
if they get
it won't
anywhere
be
past,
long.
Anywhere close to 10,000, I mean 100,000. If they go past 4,000 or 5,000 down there, it's going going to get shut down.
Well, they're at. They're approaching 5,000 now, and approaching, was a 1,600 deaths so far, something like that. Yeah. But 20% of the cases of Ebola happened last week. That's the indication of what kind of steam is behind this dynamic right now. 20% of the cases last week.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, which is at jackstockwell.com, and read the Forbidden Doctor newsletter.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sailors would guide entire journeys by it, but the joke was on them. There was no fire. There wasn't even a St. Elmo. They made it up. They made it up because they thought they needed it to keep them going when things got tough. Just like you're making up all of this. We're all going through this. It's our time on the edge. There are several quintessential moments in a man's life. Losing his virginity, getting married, becoming a father, and having the right girl smile at you.
Marriage is going to make you faithful.
Yes.
Sorry, the notion of two people spending their entire lives together was invented by people who were lucky to make it to 20 without being eaten by dinosaurs. Marriage is obsolete.
Dinosaurs are obsolete. Marriage is still around.
Doug, I didn't know you were in St. Elmo's fire.
Very funny, Richie. Very, very funny. The Man in Motion, John Parr's theme for St. Elmo's fire. As we get started with movie music and movie moments, Chuck Curry is here. Obviously from the movie St. Elmo's Fire, song number one, movie number one during this week in 1980. They heard a little of what has become pretty much standard fare for people who are Richie's age. They all use this stuff as sort of an anthem growing up.
Especially if you grew up in Washington, D.C. And went to all of the same bars. I was of age when this movie came. I was 18, 19, 20. And we hit all the same places that were in the movie. And, man, it was big time here.
That was my favorite Brat Pack movie.
So you guys are all about the same age, so you would have had more or less the same experience. Chuck is, Kenny is, Richie is, the same sort of reaction when you hear that music and you think about the song. And it is very therapeutic.
It hit our sweet spot.
Yeah, fun stuff.
It's in the Breakfast Club, all those movies.
Right. Yep,
a
lot of them.
Here's a quick trivia question for Rich. Who is the girl who Emilio Estevez has an infatuation with?
It was Demi Moore, right?
The older woman.
Oh, the older woman. I don't remember.
Annie McDowell.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
older
yeah.
Older woman. Wow.
Yeah.
Thinking about her as an older woman, that's a stretch and a half.
Wow. She's
older. Yeah. All right. So we get to Chucker's pick. Now that we're heading into the fall, there are a lot of people reviewing the fall movies, wondering what the fall is going to be like. And then, of course, it'll be the winter movies and Christmas and all that stuff. What are the best movies coming along? Chucker will highlight that tomorrow. But today, in a moment, he's going to go through his five favorite summer movies here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're looking for a new, smarter version of home security, check out Simplicam by Closely. Recently launched, Simplicam is the world's only home monitoring Wi-Fi solution that also includes face detection. That means you'll only get alerts when someone's in your home and not when your cat tears through the living room and knocks over your lamp. Simplicam also lets you view live or recorded video from any connected device, smartphone, tablet, or computer, and includes sound notifications through its free companion apps as well as access to cloud recording, easy editing, and sharing options. The system lets you schedule times to record or remotely turn on and off the monitoring system from your phone. Simplicam's home monitoring system is available today for $149 at Amazon or Simplicam.com. To store your recorded footage for a little longer, you can pay an extra monthly fee to keep the recordings for a day, a week and a half, or 3 weeks. It's called Simplicam. It sounds pretty cool. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, so Chucker, over this summer, we've had some fairly good movies. We had recently the understanding that Captain America, but the big savior
Guardians
movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's it, Guardians of the Galaxy. So is that in your list of the top five?
It is. It's my top favorite films of the summer. Guardians of the Galaxy, fun, funny, very enjoyable. Both me and my daughter loved it. Marvel does it again. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, this movie was smart, moving, very exciting. One of the best apes movie ever. I'd say compared to the original,
wow,
this is the second best one.
There's a quote, one of the best apes movies ever.
I think it's an amazing talent.
Yes.
Fault in Our Stars, geared to young adults, a story of two teens who have cancer who fall in love. For me, more about life than death. Very enjoyable for the actors in the movie. Shane Woodley, I think, will be a major star. The Expendables 3, pure 80s fun. I had a great time with it. Mel Gibson, Antonio Banderas, and Wesley Snipes add a lot to the mix. And rounding out the top five, the Roger Ebert documentary, Life Itself. If you grew up on Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel, this is a must watch. I really liked it.
My son and I were talking about that. I mean, he's writing scripts now for movies, and we were talking about some of the movies that I'd seen and what he's seen, and he was very high on the Roger Ebert film. I asked him what he thought of November Man, and he sort of chuckled and said it was James Bond without James Bond. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Hi, Chucker. Good job as usual. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. This is Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.